Well, there's a reason Lee Ryan wants you to put your hands together. His song's called Real Love, but it's not because of the real love. It's because of the real comedy that's on its way to you in Algoa Country shortly. We've tracked down your favorite cousin, my favorite cousin, South Africa's favorite comedian, and everybody's favorite cousin, Barry Hilton. We want to apologize for interrupting your fishing. How are you?
I am fine, dude. I just had to let go of 7 kilogram. But it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
All the fishermen's hearts are bleeding as we speak. Well, listen.
No problem. We're just catching grunter.
As long as you're not the one who's grunting, it's fine. Depends on how big the fish was. Yeah. So listen, welcome back. Rochelle is going to start with the question everyone's been wondering about.
So, Barry, are you excited to do your first show in Gqeberha?
Well, if you said correctly, probably it's Gqeberha.
There we go. Sure.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people are moving out of Gqeberha.
Yeah.
Because they're moving to Dispatch and Uitenhage because they find it easier to pronounce.
That's true. Gqeberha. Okay. Yeah. It's 100% true.
So where do you live, Uitenhage? I mean, where do you live? I'm moving.
It's going to
be fantastic. Saturday night with the rock and roll there,
yep.
Having a jewel. Can I just tell the people before they can get their tickets on? Quicket.
Yes. That's fast.
Get your ticket on Quicket.
All right, good.
I'm a poet, and I don't know it.
Well, now we're sharing it with the world. But you're already here, aren't you? You're already in Algoa Country. Yes. Where are you fishing?
We're fishing in the Swartkops Estuary. Jack's godparents live here.
Okay, Jack, your son.
Jack's my son. Yes, his godparents live here, and his one godparent is a professor at the university. She does oceanography or zoology or whatever it is.
That's why he's so clever. We always knew it. It's not just your genetic genius. You know what I mean? It's the godparents' influence as well.
Nothing to do with my genetics.
But listen, you've been through, obviously all performers have been through an interesting year since last March, but you've been quite active online in various ways and so on. It's been an interesting journey. How's it been going online? This show on Saturday is going to be a hybrid show, isn't it? It's not just live at the gallery, it's also going to be online.
Online, live at the gallery, and I'm trusting you here because you might say, there was only 12 people online. You know, there was 12,000. So I'm leaving that in your capable hands, Alan.
Okay.
And the gallery is a lack of place, and there is a hybrid show.
Yep.
And it's an absolute jewel. The funniest thing, March 26th was the beginning of the longest 2 weeks in history.
True story. Even for Africa.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's quite cool. So as comps, we had to think the other side. It's okay for you radio presenters to get paid.
Yeah.
No, but good luck to you, my friend. But as a comic, I sat down and I thought, how can I make this work?
Right. Yes.
So I created another platform for comedy so I still could write comedy and basically perform comedy from the luxury of my house. So I created a platform called Cousin Approved.
Yes.
And it's really working well.
I've seen it online. I've seen it on social media. And it helps other people, doesn't it? It actually helps their businesses too because you've kind of joined hands.
Yeah, my whole plan, Robin, was to help struggling businesses who've got a product but haven't got a voice to get it out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do a small little fee. I keep my fees really very, very good.
Yep.
And they send me what they need in 5 bullet points. I write them a script, and the script takes no longer than 90 seconds, including the opening and closing stings. And it's funny, but it's to the point.
Yep. And best of all, it's true.
People use that, and they use that on their digital media because that's the way it's going.
But that's what it's been about. It's been about reinventing yourself as an entertainer, as a performer. But what we're excited about is this Saturday night at the Gallery Comedy Club in PE, you're going to be on stage doing what we know and love you for. Have some stories come out from lockdown, or is it going to be about your the stuff we know about you, the style of conversation and stories that you tell? What can we expect?
You can expect me to be there on time.
Well, that's great.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, to be specific.
You know, Roland, you and I have worked together numerous times.
Yep.
And you know that I've never had a show plan in my life, ever.
Okay. All right.
And there's no, I'm not, that's not saying I'm fantastic. It's basically because I'm too stupid to remember what comes next.
No, please, Barry.
I start and I go from there. You can ask Roland, that's the truth.
Yeah, look.
I start and I move from there. So which way you just feel the vibe, right, Barry?
I
feel the vibe. The vibe. You know what? You're an artist as well. So
yep.
When you're doing something live, you've got between 30 seconds and a minute.
Yeah.
If you haven't got the people's attention, you're history.
True story. But now what this opens up is that if people book in groups and they come with all their friends, then their sense of humor, you know, when they laugh at something, it's going to take you in the direction. So if you want the show to go the way you want it to go and your sense of humor and the kind of stories you love, bring all your mates, bring a big group, and then, you know, Barry will obviously respond to that, you know. So
we'll have a jaw, man.
It's going to be epic.
Let's all get COVID together. Let's do it as a group.
Listen, the venue is so COVID safe, you're going to battle, but try your best, okay? There's no way to
it's
do it.
It's going to be difficult for me wearing a mask. I mean, how are people going to see facial expression?
Well, listen, with your face, if you just give us 30% of it, we can still see it. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now.
Oh, gosh. Why did I allow two comedians at the same time?
So everybody's favorite comedian in South Africa, Barry Hilton, is going to be at the Gallery Comedy Club this Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Tickets are on Quicket. We're excited to see you. And we just feel like if you spent time now with a professor of zoology and marine biology and all that, we really feel like it's going to get deep, isn't it?
Is that a joke? It depends. It depends if it's a pushing tide or a drawing tide. I'm not too sure.
Okay, all right.
It's a pushing tide. It depends how you. I say you mustn't push.
Okay, all right.
So there we go.
It's
better to pull and push.
Yeah. So it's fabulous here. It's SWAT Corps. It's the only place in the whole world. Where that is it? The carbon black.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the only place ever where I can go to and fart and nobody blames me. They immediately look towards carbon black and think, I can't believe this factory.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you know, that's the one thing I love about you. You've always got a positive outlook on anything.
Brilliant.
You know, someone else might say, it smells here. You're going, thank heavens I can fit in here on my worst day.
Thank heavens. I remember the very beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
A journalist phoned me up. He said to me, have you got any COVID jokes? And I said, at the moment, I've got 19.
Yeah?
Barry!
Too quick.
I said to me, what are they? I said, you serious? That was the joke.
Please count them down for us.
To me, so what are you going to do about it? I said, well, I've applied for next year's one. I've already paid for COVID 20, so I should be getting the first model.
True story. True story. Tax money.
Scary, you know, and if we can just be serious here.
Yes.
People should stay socially distanced and take care of yourselves and move away. You don't understand how lucky I am because I never, ever, ever have to kiss my mother-in-law again. You know, that's brilliant.
So, come to the show on Saturday and find out more tips. More tips from the cousin about how to leverage COVID-19 and 20 and 21 in your favor. Barry Hilton, everybody.
We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
PE is going to have fun. And I am honored that you would come out to see me. I really am. So, thank you very much.
That's this Saturday night at the Gallery Comedy Club. Get your tickets on Quicket. Look up Barry Hilton, Gallery Comedy Club. If you don't want to or are unable to be there, there is a hybrid element and you can go online and book your tickets, get a link, and you'll be able to watch it from the comfort of your home, your car, your cell phone, wherever you are. Thank you so much, Barry Hilton. Now, please,
thank you,
throw Robert. Another piece of bait in, and if you catch a big one, will you share?
I will do it.
All right. Thank you so much. That's this Saturday at the Gallery Comedy Club. Barry Hilton live in Klebecha for the first time. He's been many times to PE, but this is the first one in Klebecha.
This is Algoa FM.